absolutely feels incredible. I mean, just to hold the WWE Championship has been a lifelong dream. It's one of those things that you never believe could ever happen because, you know, as a kid growing up, you dream of having a WWE Championship. I mean, you look at these guys and they're like your heroes. They're larger than life. And you never realize you can actually do it until you actually really do it. I mean, I was a kid. I had a toy WWE Championship that I bought at a costume shop, and now I have the real thing. So to be WWE Championship, it's a dream come true. I am one of 40 people that have actually held the WWE Championship. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, you got to think about these legends that I used to watch in the 80s. They had never held a title. I mean, Mr. Perfect, Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, who's a Hall of Famer. Both are Hall of Famers, have never held the WWE Championship. Jimmy the Superfly Snuka, never held a WWE Championship. I mean, that's incredible to me. It's a Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view. And, yes, it will be on Sky Box Office at 1 a.m. on Sunday, December 19th. And I am going up against Randy Orton, the person that people say I stole the WWE Championship from because I cashed in my Money in the Bank while Randy Orton was – my Money in the Bank contract while Randy Orton was a little injured. I mean, he could still stand, but he was a little injured. He got beaten up by 7 people. But I cashed in my Money in the Bank, which says I can cash it in at any time, anywhere for a WWE Championship match. So what better opportune time than Randy is half injured? However, this Sunday, he's not going to be half injured. He's basically 100%, and we have a tables match for the WWE Championship. But everything I've ever said I was going to do in the WWE, I did. And let it be known that I am going to put Randy Orton through a table this Sunday. I mean, you got to think of this pay-per-view. It's a TLC pay-per-view. I believe Edge and Kane have a TLC match, which is Table, Ladders, and Chairs, which is probably one of the most dangerous matches you could possibly have. But to having tables, using a table and going through a table is no easy feat. I mean, it's pretty tough. That's why we always tell the children not to try this at home, because what we do is very, very dangerous. Now I'm a WWE superstar. I'm traveling all across the world. I mean, we're going to be in the UK and Ireland in April. We're going to have 10 live events, so definitely pick up your tickets for those. But, I mean, I'm traveling all over the world. I'm performing in front of thousands in attendance and millions at home. So it's absolutely insane. It's incredible. You never know what's going to happen because it's live. It's in your face. You never know if you're going to, you know, mess up or whatever. But if you do mess up, the fans are going to go nuts about it. So it's just one of those things that you just always got to be on your toes and be the best you possibly can be. And it's nerve-wracking. It's hard. But if it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The greatest thing that I always like when I come to the UK is I honestly feel like we're like the Beatles. Because as our bus pulls up to the hotel, literally fans are everywhere. And they swarm our hotel, swarm the bus. It's hard to get off, signing autographs, taking pictures, kissing babies, doing the whole routine. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. I always love the fans out there in the UK. Whenever you go to the arenas, the fans are always electric. They're always ready to see a good time. And we're always ready to put on a good time. One of my favorite WWE superstars right now to watch on the show is Wade Barrett. And I believe he is from the UK. And just he's very dominant. He has a dominant voice. He has that great accent. And it's one of those things that he's been really putting forth some great, great entertaining TV. When you watch him, basically everything he's done with Cena and the Nexus, I mean, talk about an impact coming in right through the gates. I mean, just going from NXT to going to the WWE Raw, winning NXT, and then going to Raw, and then literally breaking the entire set was just incredible to me, and that he's been making a huge impact, as well as Sheamus. Sheamus is a 2-time WWE champion already, and he's only been here for a little over a year. I mean, that's huge feats that these people from across the sea are coming for, and you know, they're becoming huge, bigger and bigger superstars as time progresses.